So I've been this week, been praying a lot. I was like, God, I don't need fire and brimstone. God, I'm asking for a word of encouragement. So that's what I've been praying for. And I feel like the Lord's given me something, so I'm excited about this. You know, as you know, a year ago, it was just, a year ago at this time was just like today. It's just like every day, it's normal. And it's funny, on the way driving in, I was thinking about that. This is such a normal day today. And I was thinking, I saw a police car at the stoplight. Just at a stoplight, everyone's going around doing their thing. And I was thinking about a year ago on Monday morning, how it was so different. And how everything changed in a day. It's crazy how quickly things change. And I was just thinking about this, how quickly life changes, that everything can change in one day. And I don't want to talk about the hard parts. I really want to speak about in the Lord how everything can change in a day. And I'm asking that this would be a word of hope and this would be a word of encouragement. And I've lived this, not in the bad part, in the good part, okay? Where God can change everything in a day. And there's two stories I think of specifically, and I might have shared, I've shared both of these before, but you know what? They're my stories. I get to tell them again and again and again. And I will always tell them again and again and again. So on, I think it was April 2009, I remember being mostly unemployed. I had a part-time job at a moving company. It was the good life. I was making $12 an hour part-time. I mean, 12 hours a week, you know, supporting my wife who wasn't working at the time and two kids. And I don't know if you've ever tried to do that or if you've ever run the numbers on that life, but the math does not add up when you live that way. And I remember... I knew God had us in that moment, and just spending time with the Lord, God was really speaking to me, and everywhere in the scripture I was seeing this, God can change everything in a moment, God can change everything in a day, and I just kept on seeing story and story, it's just jumping out at me, and I remember at that time saying, okay, God, you can change everything in a day. I believe you. You can change everything in a day. And at the end of April, moving into May, we had no money in our bank account. Nothing. No money. No money for rent. No money for groceries. No money for insurance. No money for gas. We had no money. Like, we were broke. And credit card debt, okay? Can we throw that in the mix, too? Like, there was nothing. And I remember just praying. It's like, God, you can change everything in a day. And I remember it was a Sunday, and I got a call from work, first part of the afternoon, and they called me up and said, we've chosen you of four people. So, I mean, it was kind of like a select group in the company, and to guarantee you 40-plus hours a week for the next month. The next 4-plus weeks, we're guaranteeing you full-time work. And at that time, no one was getting full-time work at my company. And I was the new guy, okay? Like, I had no business getting selected to that group. But he's like, yeah, we chose you, so you're part of it. And it was unbelievable. Like, I couldn't get work to save my life. And I get this call, full-time for the whole month. Unbelievable. But if you still do the math, it's just not enough. You know, like, that covers rent. That, and thank you. Okay, rent's covered. Boom. Awesome. But no money for food. You know, like, we're still not eating at that point. So just thank you. That, I mean, what a miracle in and of itself. And then later on that day, someone else gave me $1,200 cash. Boom. Just like that. Just like that. And I hadn't broadcasted this, nothing like that. But in one day, everything changed. Isn't that awesome? God provided a whole month's income in one day. We went from zero to everything covered. And during that time, none of our bills got missed. I even went to Social Security one time to jump in and start that process, and I really felt the Lord was saying, no, just trust me. So I was in, I was beginning paperwork, and I was just like, no, God's telling me not to. And it was an incredible time. So I know God can change everything in a day. And I was actually thinking about, you know, October 9th, everything changed. And like we had a roof over our head temporarily, but really we were homeless. We didn't have a home. And I don't know if you remember talking to me during that time, but there was no home. We had nowhere to live. I mean, we're talking sleeping Bill and Carol's house in one of their rooms, you know? I still might take you up on that. you know, like there's opportunities to like stay in a room, you know, like you can sack up with us. But in terms of like an actual house, like we had no idea. And I remember on November 7th talking to our girls, just saying, girls, we need a miracle. We need a miracle. And on November 10th, which was a Friday, we saw a house, put an offer on our house, and the offer was accepted. So in one day, we were homeless, and then the next day, we were homeowners a month after the fire. Come on now. Come on now. God can change everything in a day. Amen? He can change everything in a day. You know, we look at the Bible and we see example after example after example of God changing everything in a day. And sometimes it took a long time, and we'll talk about that in a sec, but God changes everything in a day. And before I jump into some of this, like when I say that, what pops into your mind? When you reflect on the scriptures, like what things do you see? You're like, boy, just in a day, God changed that. Walls of Jericho. Walls of Jericho. So what changed in a day? Yeah. And in one day, boom, walls are down. Just like that. Right on. Amen. What else? Boom. Everything. Yeah. Amen. What else? God changing everything in a day. The Exodus. So what about the Exodus? Yeah. In one day. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. One day. Yep. Full. Amen. 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 Yeah. You see what I mean? It's like sometimes God gradually accomplishes his purposes, and sometimes he does it all in a day. And it's awesome. And honestly, as I've been reflecting on this, this has given me so much hope. And you guys have already said my sermon, and I'm just going to add a few points to it. You know, so I think of the Exodus, and you know, sometimes God accomplishes everything in a day, but there's a lot of days leading up to that day. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot happens in a day, but oftentimes it's that space in between that is so God-awful. Do you know what I'm talking about? Terrible. And I think of even the Exodus. They were 400 years in slavery. 400 years in slavery. I have no idea. Like our cute little nation, the United States of America, isn't even close to that old. You know, like 400 years, generation after generation after generation, that all they know is slavery. And then in one day, God calls a man, Moses, who's hiding in Midian, and goes to Pharaoh. It's this crazy ordeal with the plagues coming in. And one day, they're on the other side of the Red Sea. And not only are they free now, but they ransacked the Egyptians and all their wealth they just took with them. Isn't that amazing? In one day they were a slave, and the next day they were free and rich. Isn't that crazy? In one day. You know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is actually in 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 19. And it's the story of King Hezekiah. And this is the time when the Assyrians were attacking them, and they were surrounding Jerusalem, and there was no hope. They were going to ransack Jerusalem, and they were toast, but the word of God came to Hezekiah, and Hezekiah sought the Lord, and Isaiah was the prophet at that time, was speaking the words of God. And this is what the Lord says. This is 2 Kings 19. Therefore, says the Lord, concerning the king of Assyria, and Assyria was a superpower at that time. Israel was not. They were the dominant force. But this is the word. He shall not come into the city or shoot an arrow there. So not only is he not coming in, he's not even going to shoot an arrow. Or come in before with a shield, or cast up a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same he shall return, and he shall not come into this city, declares the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. So remember all these days leading up. Like, there was no hope, but the word of God came, said nothing's going to happen. And then read this, verse 35. And that night, the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. Okay, hold on. 185,000 people, boom. God just took care of it. God just demolished the enemy. And then if you read a little bit further, and when the people arose early in the morning, so it wasn't all of them, but 185,000 people just done. And do you know what they did? They packed their bags, you know, because apparently God is with them. And I don't want, what a crazy sight. 185,000 dead people. I'd bail town too. Don't mess with God's people. Amen. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went home and lived in Nineveh. And as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, Adrammelech and Jazarzir, his sons, struck him down with the sword and escaped into the land of Arat. And his son reigned in his place. Everything changed in a day. Do you see that? There was no hope. And in one day, everything changed. Amen. But there is this period of hopelessness leading into it. And so often that is our life. It's that place of waiting, having hope, being convinced that, yeah, God could do it. He's been faithful in the past, but is he going to be faithful in the future? Ah, but God can change everything in a day. I think of Joseph. How many times in one day his whole life changed? It's funny, YouTube has a video of this, an actual event of how this went down. Okay, it's not actual, but it is interesting to visualize it. So Joseph, this young boy, his father's favorite, he talks to his brothers, he's wearing his fancy coat, and they're mad at him. And then one day he goes from the favorite son to being in a cistern in a dry well and sold into slavery. One day, everything changes. And he gets shipped off to Egypt. And then after that, and one day, he gets thrown into prison. So he's in a foreign land, then gets thrown into prison in one day. But we also know that in one day, he went from a prisoner to being second in command over the whole nation. And through Joseph, there was going to be provision and covering for the people of God. Isn't that amazing? Because God can change everything in a day. This is our hope. See, God doesn't always do it in a day just like that. But this is our God. He can change everything in a day. He's able to change everything in a day. I love it. I think of David, you know, this young boy who had a heart after God, who was a worshiper of God. He was a shepherd. His job was just hanging with the sheep. It wasn't that important. No one even recognized him as being something. But one day, he went to give his brothers some food. They were fighting the army. And in one day, he saw Goliath, and the Spirit of God welled up inside of him and gave him courage to speak to that giant and speak to the people of God about the giant. So you know what? They shoved him out. Go, go, David. Take care of him. And in one day, this little shepherd boy defeated the giant that was against the people of God, holding them in captivity and fear. In one day, he went from a little shepherd, no name, someone, to people are singing about him. Saul, you know, like in one day, that all changed. Another day in David's life is he was in the courts of Saul, place of honor. And in one day, he's running for his life. One day, everything changed. But there was also one day when that king who was chasing after him died, and then he became king in one day. God can change everything in a day. God can change everything in a day. But usually there's a lot of days waiting in between. Oh, I hate those days in between. And in those days, we're held by a promise that he is faithful, that he is good. And even though you can't see it, even though it doesn't make sense, even though it just looks like loss and turmoil and chaos and there's no hope, there's still a promise of God. You see, when we're going through this time of moments when we're just waiting, it's as if God's on trial. This is what I was thinking about. In those moments, it's as if in our minds, he's on trial. He's either faithful or he's not. God's on trial. God, are you faithful or God, are you not faithful? Do you know what I'm talking about? Those moments of doubt, like, I don't know, God. Are you or aren't you faithful? As the people of God, like, we go to that place where we're just like, are you or aren't you God? And I'm telling you that Jesus Christ, as the scripture says, is the same yesterday. We get that. Okay, God is faithful. Today and forever, he is the same. He is faithful God. And he's been faithful in the past, and he will be faithful in the future. Amen? Amen. So what carries us? Hope, hope, hope. Hope is what carries us. Nadia, hope is what carries us. I want to read the verse that is Nadia's verse. This is Lamentations 3. And it's speaking of a time of emptiness where people did not have hope. But this is what the Word of God says. At this point it says, my soul is bereft of peace. I've forgotten what happiness is. So I say, my endurance has perished, so has my hope from the Lord. It's that space in the middle with God on trial. So, no, I don't know if I can have hope. He's been faithful in the past, but I don't know if he's faithful today. And I sure don't know if he's faithful tomorrow. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the steadfast love of the Lord, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It's good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Beloved, God can change everything in a day. But while we wait for that day, I call you to hope. I call you to remember your Savior, to remember that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. He's not checked out. He's just at rest in the storm. He's not ignorant of what's going on. He's just at rest. He's working for good. He's going to accomplish something, and it's going to be amazing. And I believe in heaven, when we finally have perspective, do you know what we're going to do? We are going to worship. Because we're going to see that God was working all things for good, even in the pain, even in the loss, even in those days before the day that everything changes, that he was working for good. And we would worship him. That is true. When he says, I'm never going to leave you, I'm never going to forsake you, that he was true to his word all the time. Amen. You know, Angela, like what you were talking about, you know, the day when everything changed. It was in a day. I'm so struck with this. It was in a day. I think about the day when God became a man. When God, the creator of the universe, became a man. And let's just not say man, let's say baby. And he showed that he is Emmanuel, God with us. In a day he revealed that to us. And it was in a day that he was on a cross. In a day. One day everyone was worshiping, following him. And then in another day he was on the cross. Happened in a day. But on Sunday, he resurrected. In one day, all was lost. But in one day, he resurrected from the grave and he broke the back of sin and death. In one day. Beloved, I want to remind you that in one day, it's all going to change. And we live in the victory that is in Christ. And beloved, I was thinking about Revelation at the end. You know that, thank God, in one day, this is what is going to be true of our lives. In one day, this is Revelation 21. It says, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. One day he will dwell with them and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. And one day he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And one day death shall be no more. And in one day neither shall there be mourning. In one day there's not going to be crying or pain. In one day all these former things are going to be passed away. And one day this is going to be said of God. Behold, I'm making all things new. Amen? Beloved, lots of days in between. But beloved, I want to remind you that just as in one day, Jesus broke our slavery and bondage and set us free. Also, one day we are going to be with him. We're going to be like him. We're going to see him as he is. There's not going to be any tears. There's not going to be any loss. There's not going to be mourning. There's not going to be grief. There's not going to be financial burdens. There's not going to be job drama. There's not going to be any health issues. There's not going to be any sickness. There's not going to be any death. We're going to be with him. And it will all be made right. Every wrong that is done is going to be made right. Every loss that's been experienced is going to be made. He's going to redeem it, and it's going to be for good. It's going to be right, and it's going to be done, and it's going to be peace and joy forevermore. Amen? Beloved, one day we're going to pass from this life to the next. What a glorious day that will be. You know, as morbid as this sounds, I love funerals for saints. Do you know what I mean? People have walked with Jesus. And as we grieve. It's sad. But knowing that to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. In one day, did you see this? In one day, it all changes. So, beloved, I call you to hope. I call you to perseverance. I think about in Revelations, and it's talking about this trying time. And the scripture says, this calls for endurance. This calls for endurance. You know, I think of the very few examples I have of how God changes everything in a day. I don't have a lot of stories. I think they're great stories, but I don't have many stories. But do you know what? All those days in between are going to be worth it one day. Amen? Amen. They're going to be worth it. But y'all come up here. We're going to worship. We're going to worship about hope that we have in Jesus. And I was going to say I don't know what's going on. I don't fully know what's going on. But I know of a lot of drama in our lives. Lots going on, beloved, in our country, individually, in families, in friends. So much is going on. And I think of the scripture that says that we don't mourn without hope. We don't mourn without hope. Because this moment right now isn't the end. There's going to be a day when everything changes. And beloved, we already live in the wake of that. So after we worship, we're going to celebrate communion. We're going to celebrate a day, a day that it all changed. Amen.